If you need to create a timeline to show a sequence of events through history or the life cycle of a particular product, you might have your students investigating the development of the aircraft or whatever. Or it could be a recapping of how a set of news events unfolded over time. Then a timeline tool is really useful. Preceden is a particularly powerful and well-featured one, which allows you to order the information in different ways. The free version of Preceden only allows you to add five events to the timeline, but I include it within 366 Web 2 Tools because the pricing's not too bad. They've just reduced it in cost to, I think it's $39, which is not an annual subscription, it's a one-off payment, which you might consider reasonable, though clearly it's not something necessarily that students might be able to do. Okay, created your account, you get started creating your first timeline. Having created a timeline, you need to just start adding events. And for each event that you add, you give it a name, and that's going to appear as the label. You can choose a color for the bar over which the event spans, and then obviously a start and end time. If there's an end time appropriate, it might be a specific event at a point in time rather than being over a period of time. And then you get a box of some notes, and it's useful to add notes, some explanatory text providing a little bit more information, because that can form part of the data which appears when a user is viewing your timeline. As you hover the cursor over each bar or point on your timeline, that pops open an information box, and within that you can see the notes that you added in the first place. The colouring can allow you to order the data in a specific way. It can allow you to group it or filter it. But you can also do that in a second way using what is called layers. And think of these as rows on the timeline. So the timeline itself can have a series of events on one particular layer, then underneath it a different row with a different series of events. So it's a different way of setting the information and filtering it slightly differently. You can share out your timeline in various different ways. You can first of all download an image or a printable PDF, which might be useful. Or indeed, if you choose to share it out, because you can keep it private, but if you choose to share it out, Preceden provides you with an embed code to put it in a website or on a blog.